What's up, movie fans? I'm Nick.
And I'm Roman.
Today, we're going to be taking a look at Napoleon, coming up next on Review Crew.
Napoleon is a movie that just came out, and it's about Napoleon. Yeah. Basically, his whole life, almost his entire adult life. It goes from, I think, 1789 is when we start, and it ends in his death in 1821.
Yeah.
That is an enormous scope for this movie to try to tackle, and I don't think it works super well. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work super well, and at 2.5 hours, the movie definitely moves at a brisk pace. It's not towards the super long end like some of the other movies we've seen this year, like Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, stuff like that. But, you know, it's a bit beefy, but it still can't fit everything in a great time frame. What do you think about this, like the pacing and how everything's represented in this movie?
Yeah, I mean, usually when you hear a movie has pacing issues these days, especially when it's a movie that's 2.5 hours long, it's paced too slowly.
Yeah.
This movie moves at a warp speed. And, like, Napoleon is almost historically unique in just how much significant events happened in his life, or that he was the cause of.
Yeah.
So, like, doing a movie about Napoleon's entire military and political career is just a really, really tall task. I mean, this guy changed the politics of Europe forever and in so many places, so many battles, so many campaigns. But this movie is really centered on a personal narrative. And I don't think that is inherently a bad decision, but it is when they kind of don't commit to it enough. Do you kind of want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to preface this by saying I went into this movie really, really wanting to love it. I love...
Same.
I'm like a huge historical nerd for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love movies like this. This was right up my alley. I was so excited. But like you said, this movie moves at warp speed. It's impossible to tackle everything. And I would just call it downright sloppy in how it does so, too, because the amount of time spent on certain things is like totally disjointed. And you can see where they stretch things out because they want to focus on an emotional beat, how Napoleon's feeling at the time, a particular battle, whatever. But some things are just like, the proportions of time in this movie make no sense. And there's little graphics that'll appear at the bottom of the screen that say, this is 1799 when Napoleon fully came to power or whatever.
Or Austerlitz, right?
You know,
it'll say these things.
Yeah. And if it weren't for those, you would kind of have no idea how much time is passing in this movie. They do nothing to Joaquin Phoenix to make him look any older or younger at any point in the movie. Mm-hmm. Neither do they do so to Vanessa Kirby, who plays Josephine, his wife. And it is just kind of a muddled mess in that way, really. And the amount of time that they spend on certain things, like, one thing that really bugged me is during his first exile, which I think, do you know how long he's exiled for in real life? Is it like a year?
I don't know the exact the exact amount of time, but it's around a year, I believe.
Okay, it's around a year. They spent, I want to say, maybe 2 minutes with that. And all of that was like voiceover of him writing a letter to Josephine saying that he was coming back. Like, I feel like that is such a good opportunity for like a second act low of a movie, is like it just exploring how he feels on exile. But
they don't
they do
that.
Absolutely nothing with
it. I have three main problems with this movie.
Yeah.
Briefly, I think we should say the things that are good.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't hate everything in this movie, and I think it's unfair to judge a movie just on the narrative elements because a lot of people are bringing their mastery and their craft here.
Yeah.
You know, the costume design is great.
Oh,
the set
gosh,
design
okay.
is great. Ridley Scott knows how to direct. These
yeah.
battle scenes look good. Like, there's good acting. All this stuff comes to the fold. But, I mean, when you think of who the target audience for this movie is, people care about the history and people care about seeing it done in a certain way. And that really, for me, affected it. And the three things that I didn't really like were some of the historical inaccuracies were, I think, bigger than just, oh, they wanted to dramatize it. Like, yeah. I think they kind of misled.
Like, egregious.
One of the big ones was when Napoleon leaves the campaign in Egypt. They say in the movie that it's because of the rumors of Josephine cheating on him. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. Yeah. He went back because there was political instability in France, and they then elaborate on that a tiny bit, but no, that he didn't do that for that reason, which brings me to the second thing I didn't like, which is this movie should have just been about Napoleon and Josephine. Clearly, that's what the filmmakers wanted it to be about, but someone came along and said, oh, well, you know, people want to see Waterloo in a Napoleon movie. People want to see Austerlitz in Napoleon. You have to do the battles. And they're probably right about that. But it would have been a better movie if they had just focused on, you know, the Josephine element, because that's clearly what they wanted to do.
Absolutely.
And then, and then the third thing is just, I just felt like they mischaracterized a lot. So I guess that kind of bleeds into the historical inaccuracies. But it just didn't. You never at any point really could feel the scope of what Napoleon was doing.
Yeah.
Really feel like the only way that you know that Napoleon is like bringing Europe to its knees and all that is just because people tell you that. It doesn't feel like it.
It's a very tell, don't show movie. And I also want to touch on the stuff that I liked about this movie too before we like really hit this movie hard. I think I think the writing was a mess, and I think the way it was edited, how quick it was not too great either. I think a lot of where this movie shines is in the actual production itself. Like you said, the costumes, the sets are amazing. Ridley Scott, you said that they wanted to make a Napoleon and Josephine movie, and I almost don't know if I agree with that because of how good Ridley Scott is at directing these battles.
That's true.
Like, you can tell they are, like, really a spectacle. You want to go to this movie to see these battles. They're awesome. Like, at one point, it's brutal, too. Like, in the first 10 minutes, you see a cannonball fly into a horse.
It rips through the horse,
and you're
disgusting.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting, but it's visceral, and it's insane. Ridley Scott does a great job with it. We'll touch on Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon, but in terms of the good, I think Vanessa Kirby did a great job.
Wholeheartedly agree.
She was very good. If there's like a Best Supporting Actress nod for her, I think that would
be
warranted for sure. That's probably about where my good things to say about
this movie. I agree with everything you brought up there. The reason that I say I feel like the movie they wanted to make was about Napoleon and Josephine is, she's just more emphasized in this movie than most, if you read biographies of Napoleon or anything, like more than you usually see. And then they end the movie on the quote where it's like his final words were, I forget the exact three. I think it's
France, Army,
Josephine. That's right. And then they highlight Joseph. They highlight the word Josephine, and then dramatic comes last. What about the other two words?
Yeah.
It's like the movie kind of neglected the army and the France. And there's a great scene, or what should have been a great scene, in this movie, which is when Napoleon, he's coming back from Elba, from his exile, and he meets, you know, his former soldiers, his former army, and he, you know, sort of gives this impassioned speech, and they actually join him. That might seem to someone like that's one of the historically inaccurate moments.
Yeah.
That actually did happen.
And that's cool.
But it doesn't feel earned in the movie. You don't really get much of a sense as to why they would have done that.
No.
Do you agree?
I 100% agree. I remember a lot of, like, one of the trailers to this movie that I kept seeing over and over and over, you know, it would blast war pigs, and then it would say, like, emperor, warrior, lover.
I remember that. I was
thinking a lot during this movie, like, man, they're spending a lot of time on the Josephine stuff, but they're kind of leaving the military stuff out of it. So you would think that the Josephine stuff would be more well-developed. But there's also enough military stuff where the Josephine stuff doesn't feel like it's as developed as it could
be. They were taking eggs out of both of their baskets.
Yes.
And not making an omelet with either.
It is a total, they wanted to like have their cake and eat it too situation.
Yeah.
They just wanted to put everything into this movie. And this is like, I do not say this often, but this is a movie where I would actually want to see like a longer director's cut version of the movie.
I know, I agree, and I also don't say that often.
Yeah, like give me a 4-hour version, like unfiltered version of this movie where they just show everything. And like, I really think it would be better.
I would have liked if they had any Italian campaign in there.
Anything.
They completely skipped that one. I mean, if you have to choose between Egypt and Italy for a Napoleon movie, I think Italy is the one. That's really where he came into his own.
And it's hardly like they chose too. Egypt was like a Family Guy cutaway gag where they just
took
Egypt. They spend like 1 minute in Egypt and boom, he's back talking to Josephine.
Yeah, and also like everyone, the inaccuracy that I hear everyone kind of memeing about and cracking jokes on is Napoleon firing cannons into the pyramids,
yeah.
Which that's idiotic that it didn't happen. Napoleon told people the battles at the pyramids, but like yeah. In real life he said that, but it wasn't. That doesn't bother me as much. That's a dramatization. I understand
yeah.
that. That's, you know, more visually appealing.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
Quick representation.
But it's the things that are like, they really seems like they're pushing the theme or the motif, whatever you want to call it, even moral, of, you know, here's a guy who has all the power in the world, but at the end of the day, he's still a human being and he's driven by love. And it's like,
yeah.
Napoleon is too historically significant and politically significant of a figure in relatively recent history to make that point with. Like, this is not a mythological figure. This is a very, very significant person who we know a lot about. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So if you were going to make that, if you were going to make it about like the Iliad that's like that, sure. But that's not what we're dealing with. So with all that being said, what would you score this movie out of 10?
So I've been so conflicted on this movie, man. Like, there's so many parts of it that I want to like.
Yeah.
And there's so many that I just can't. And the more I think about the movie, the more it kind of slips down in my ranking. What I would say is, if you're going to see this movie, which I think people should at the end of the
yeah.
day. Don't go into it expecting to see this insanely good movie that's going to sweep the Oscars or anything. Go into it expecting like almost a fun popcorn movie. Like the same
yeah,
way
I
you
think
almost
you're
went
right.
for like a Marvel movie.
I think you're kind of right, which is crazy. There's no he's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah.
But that
like,
might...
almost is.
There almost is at a few points. We do have him standing on an actual box.
Yeah.
At one point, so they do. Like, they do kind of indulge in some stuff like that.
There's a joke where someone's talking to him about like some military thing and he's just like sleeping in the chair, which felt like kind of almost like a Marvel movie.
It felt like a Marvelism. It was kind of funny.
But we're getting off track
yeah,
here.
The score. Yeah, the score.
I think just I want to love this movie, but at the end of the day, I don't. So I think I'm going to give this movie a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm with you. It would be lower than a 5 for me, but there's things that I did enjoy that when I walked out of the theater, I didn't hate my time. It's just kind of, I kind of walked out with it being a 7, and the more I've thought about it, my frustrations have also brought it down to a 5 for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I gotta point out, acting is good, even though I don't think Joaquin Phoenix was the perfect role for this. He still acts
no.
well. Just doesn't really seem like Napoleon to me. But all other, you know, all the acting is really good. Costumes are great. Battle scenes are great. A lot of good stuff going on in here. But
yeah.
the narrative really drags it down, and it bit off more than it can chew.
Totally. 100%. Well, thank you for watching, and we'll catch you next time on Review Crew.